I'm going to show you how I created an AI course for marketers. All of it done using AI. I'm going to go behind the scenes. I'm going to show you each and every lesson. I'm going to give you some advanced prompts. I'm going to give you some really cool AI tips. And I'm going to give you the summary of how I felt AI performed in creating this course for me so you can use AI to create things like this for you. All of this and much more on this episode of Marketing Against the Grain. I'm Kieran Flanagan, co-host of Marketing Against the Grain. Let's get into today's episode.
There is no secret formula for scaling customer support and boosting customer satisfaction. But there is the all-new HubSpot Service Hub, bringing service and support together in one platform so you can deliver the best experiences possible and free up a rep's time with AI-powered help desk, all so you can keep customers happy. Secrets out. Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more.
It's a little bit of a special episode. It is a Kieran solo episode. And what I'm going to do is cover a short email course I put out recently. Doesn't sound that interesting. Stay with me. I know it's just a short email course. Everyone who listens to this has probably released some form of an email course over the past decade. The reason we're going to cover this in a short solo episode is because it was, for the most part, created by me and AI. And it was all about how to bring the timeless craft of marketing together with AI and have AI instrument that timeless craft for your brand. Now, let me give you a bit of the backstory. Why did I decide to create this course? First of all, you should always have little side things that you do. It is the best way to learn. I don't care where you are in your career. If you don't really like doing the stuff, doing the work, doing the craft, like I shipped this little course yesterday, put a LinkedIn post up. I've only done one little bit of promo. I've got some more to go this week. And there's about 450, 500 people already signed up. That's cool. I love it. Like one LinkedIn post, people seem to enjoy the course and you just watch the little conversions come in on the HubSpot platform and you can see people actually signing up for your course. You know, you create something, that is the craft, and then people actually find it valuable. That's why I love doing what I love. And I think at times you get really removed from that, right? You actually end up becoming a people manager and that's all you really do is move boxes around and move budget up and down in different places. I actually enjoy doing the work. I want to do the craft. And so this was really cool for me. I was up at 12 o'clock last night to put the LinkedIn post up at midnight, like refreshing the form. Oh, how many people have signed up? And I've got a bunch of promo going live. So my goal was to get 2,000 people signed up for that. So a little bit about why I think these kind of little side things are really important. It's really how I learn. I have to actually do the thing. Aside from that, there was a couple of reasons I decided to do this. And so recently I put out a post on LinkedIn that blew up. I've seen it covered lots of times since then, which is, a quote attributed to Sam Altman said that he thinks that AI in the future will be able to automate 95% of a marketer's role. Fun episode coming up. Rand Fishkin thinks the opposite is true. AI will only be able to automate maybe 5% of a marketer's role. And we're going to debate that because I think it can be much closer to maybe 95%, not 95%, but closer than Rand does. And so we're going to debate that. But this quote was attributed to Sam Altman and it blew up on my LinkedIn feed. Got tons and tons of engagement. Like I think it was about 700 different comments. And what I noticed in the comments was, well, marketers really fell into three categories. They fell into AI is only hype. I'm not even touching it. AI is like really good for being an assistant to do some blog posts. And then there was a small number who really got it. Like, oh yeah, this is really going to change the way I do work. And the Marketing Against the Grain, the reason we created that podcast is because really that 95 to 5% quote, whether you agree with it or not, it really speaks to why we want to do this podcast and why we enjoy doing this podcast is because we want the people who listen to this podcast to be in the 5%, right? We want those marketers to be the risk takers, the opportunistics, the people who do things first, the present and future leaders. And that's really the only reason I wanted to do this podcast. When we originally agreed to start recording this podcast, one thing Kip and I were really clear on is if we just regurgitate best practice for marketing, we're out. We don't want to do it, right? We actually would prefer to do something where we can help people be in that 5%. And I think AI is one of the things that you can adopt much faster than anyone else and be in that 5%. And then there was the other category of marketers who think, hey, AI is really cool for blog posts. Like that's all I really use it for. Sure, it's fine. It's a good assistant for blog posts. And it's not that they are not working hard or want to do new things. It's just that they don't really have the inspiration to figure out how to use AI for more things. So I was like, oh, cool. Well, you know, what I'll do is I will create a short course and I will use AI to create the course. And the course is about how to use AI to implement the craft of marketing into your business. And so what I'm going to do here is go through a little bit of the course, because there's some prompts and things like that and some learnings that I've had that I can pass on to you all here. And maybe that will be helpful for you to figure out how you want to use AI in your marketing going forward. So this is the killer landing page that I put together in a very short amount of time. You probably have heard me talk about my design skills. I am very fortunate that I get to use HubSpot. I have a HubSpot account. I think it's like a pro or an enterprise account. And so the first thing to say, and this will give you a little description of the course, and then I'm going to get into like how I used AI and get into a lot of the prompts that you can kind of steal or go sign up to get the exact text. This is, for the most part, much better if you look at YouTube. It does not mean I'm not going to make it really good for all of you RSS subscribers. We love you all. But just in terms of the visuals, when you look at the prompts, though the prompts are just big blocks of text, so I'm not going to be able to read them out, but I'll give you a synopsis of them. So if you can go use it, go subscribe to the YouTube and check out our YouTube channel. It's doing really well. You'll get all of the visuals. If you're an RSS, I'm going to give you the bit.ly link where you can sign up for the course. You can just get a dump of all of the prompts if that's helpful. All right. So the reason I'm kind of starting with this is the landing page. So I have about 400. Again, I did a LinkedIn post. I think I did a tweet, but the tweet, I really have not dived back in to figure out how to get my audience back up on Twitter ever since a lot of the algorithm changes. That is on my list of things to do this year. I've really just kind of focused on LinkedIn because of time constraints. And so I think it has like 450 to 500 signups, which is kind of cool. I have to email my newsletter. I have to do a bunch more LinkedIn promo. Maybe, I've got some other fun things that I think I'll do to promo it just for fun. But the reason I'm saying that is because the landing page was created using AI, right? So I give AI an outline doc that I'll quickly show you that we did together to create an initial outline for the course. And then within the prompts that I show people how to do, there's like this prompt from John Caples. And I'll get into some of the lessons and the marketers behind those lessons. And it basically takes this incredible copywriter's core tactics to create incredible ad campaigns, and then you can create a landing page in their style. And it worked, I thought, pretty well. Now, I would love for you all to comment back in the YouTube to tell me whether this is a good conversion rate or not. So maybe it hasn't, because the conversion rate to date on about 500 signups is about 43%, right? And again, one of the things I did in this course is I really stayed true to the purpose of this course, which was to allow AI to ship the things and me to really only do light edits. But for the most part, I just directed AI how to do the edits, because I really wanted to open people's minds into the quality of the work that AI can do. So for the most part, everything you see here is created and shipped via AI. And I am in the background, like the editor in chief, like kind of directing it where to provide some edits and things like that. So this entire landing page was created by AI. We went through a bunch of different variations. One of the things that people really undervalue in AI is it doesn't get bored and it doesn't mind the grind. And the grind that Kip and I talk about all the time is just like those incremental ways to improve the work that you do. So for example, this kind of headline here on this landing page, which is, again, the core value that I thought about this course was, you know, the timeless marketing, decades old lessons implemented through AI. So bringing the old and the new together. The headline here is Unlock the Marketing Secrets of Legends with AI Free 60-Day Email Course. And then like the sub description was pretty cool. From the golden age of marketing to the age of AI, discover how to build brands that stand the test of time. And then I put in the includes advanced AI prompts to make your marketing stand out. Now, the copy, again, pretty good. So you can see what's in the course. We have the likes of David Ogilvy, John Caples, Gary Halbert, and many more kind of incredible legendary marketers and ad copywriters and ad campaign people. So I'm going to just give you all of the docs. Again, for the RSS listeners, thank you for tuning in. I will call things out. For the YouTube people, you can see it. So this is the first thing we kind of worked on, which is like the outline, right? So I came up with the initial idea of blending together the craft. This is the two things I'm really passionate about. The craft of marketing, not the science, the craft. And then instrumenting that through the science, which is AI. So we came up with, you know, marketing through time, seven lessons from the legends. And then I decided to do six because one of them wasn't very good. And the thing I really worked with AI on was a format for each lesson, right? And I didn't want that just to be a, you know, tips and tricks, best practice. I wanted to do something much more creative. And so if I showed you my prompt for creating this course with AI, and it was created for the most part through ChatGPT Pro, and I'll come on to a little bit about the challenges I had recently with ChatGPT Pro, but also Claude. Over time, I was using Claude much more, but like my ChatGPT Pro prompt creating this course is probably like 20 pages long, right? It took a couple of weeks to build, but way easier to build than using humans. I will be really honest because, again, AI does not mind the grind. It doesn't mind me asking it to create many edits, many variations. And that's what I loved about it, and really quickly iterates through things. And so we landed on this structure. Again, everything that I selected to do was suggested by AI for me prompting it, right? So I didn't say, okay, well, like that idea is good from AI and I will decide, oh, I'll use some of that, but I'm just going to change it because I believe the structure is better. I really wanted to stay true to the reason I did this course, which is, hey, like AI can do much more than you think, right? It's not all hype. It's not just good for blog posts. And so this is a structure we landed on after much kind of iteration and variation, which is each day would have a singular lesson, right? And that lesson was a foundational part of marketing. So we have, you know, day one is introduction to conversational copywriting. Then we pick a legend, which was Claude C. Hopkins, because that was a big part of how he created the Book of Scientific Advertising. And he has that famous quote that you should write in the same language that your customers use. Then each lesson, I wanted to have a video summary for me, again, created by AI, and I'll get into that. Then I wanted to have real actionable steps, and the actionable steps are actually an advanced prompt to actually instrument that lesson. And then I wanted to have a homework. And so I really thought about this, like what would make the course different, and the ability to have like a homework assignment and actually instrument this for your brand. So that's the way I learn, is by doing something. It's the reason I did this course. And so I was like, how can I use a custom GPT to be able to do that? And I'll come on to that a little bit later because it worked a little differently than I thought. So I was pretty happy with that, right? So I was pretty happy with the way that I structured each lesson. I think people really want to know the prompts. So I'm going to actually go through maybe three lessons here. If you want the entirety of the course, you can go to the following link, bit.ly, and then just -timeless-marketing-AI. So it's just like bit.ly/timeless-marketing-AI. And I'm sure the team will put it in the show notes. And so let's get into some cool lessons. And I will open up the actual emails and show you some of the videos. I think some of the cool ones in terms of the prompts you'll be interested in. We're going to do conversational copywriting because there's some cool things in there. I think we'll do the Gary Halbert one because it's really how you create a short sales spiel for your product. And then the one I really want to get into is The Psychology of Persuasion by Dr. Robert Cialdini, because I try to create an entire marketing campaign using his principles, and something else, like a neat little trick that I'll show you as well. All right, we are in HubSpot, the very first email that I think some people are starting to get today after the introduction I did. So again, all of this created by AI, all of the copy done by AI, me as the editor, not creating any copy, tiny little words here and there maybe, but again, staying true to the purpose. So each email has this quick introduction, which I think is done really well. I'm going to do a minute of the first video, which was for Claude C. Hopkins, a quick summary of that lesson. And the thing to know here is that AI actually created the script, and then I instrumented the video through HeyGen. So I did nothing, right? So like basically I did really nothing other than, like, again, continue to prompt AI where I thought it could do better, where I thought it actually was not that good, and say, hey, like, you should make these edits for this video script. Do a little more of this, do a little more of that. And that did take a bunch of work. The editing really did take a bunch of work. But again, I did not change really any words or anything like that for the video script. So here's what it sounds like. And I'll give you my thoughts on video in general for as part of a course like this after about a minute of this video.
Hey there. Today, we're going to cover a lesson from American Claude accent. Hopkins. He is considered one of the pioneers of modern advertising.
Quick pause. For the people on YouTube, you see this like cool little image of Claude C. Hopkins come up on the top right-hand panel. All of my own QuickTime editing skills. I have real skills, right? Pretty awesome.
And strategies that are still used in advertising today, such as the use of scientific approaches.
Other thing for people on YouTube and even you on the RSS, what do you notice about the video? I think why it's better quality than ones that I've done previously on HeyGen, because I'm a hands wavy person. I kept my hand very, very still. And so this is why this video looks much more realistic than other ones that I've done previously. That's the video. So every single lesson comes with a cool video overview with me with a very Americanized accent. Now, I will say all of my friends think I sound American anyway because I've worked with American companies so long. But HeyGen really like gives me the real American accent.
We'll be right back. But before, let me tell you about another podcast I love. Nudge, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Ever noticed how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? On Nudge, you learn simple evidence-backed tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, grow a business. Every bite-sized 20-minute show comes packed with practical advice. Nudge is fast-paced, but is still insightful with real-world examples that you can apply. Oh, and it's the UK's fastest growing business podcast. If you want an MBA's worth of insight in one podcast, this is the right show for you. Entrepreneurs will love the show because it's filled with repeatable proven studies, not hearsay and one-off success stories. You're going to love the show because I was interviewed by Phil. You can go check out my episode. And I recently listened to an awesome episode. It's called Six Scientifically Proven Persuasion Techniques. It's a must listen for anyone in marketing. Listen to Nudge wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what do I think about these videos? They're good. You know, they're fine. I actually would use them as part of a course because they're so easy to do, right? I'm sitting downstairs at 10 p.m. and I'm doing the video script via AI. And then I don't have to go upstairs and record it myself because I've already trained HeyGen to have an avatar for me. So then I can just put in the script and actually have the AI generated video without me having to go back and forth and actually record. Now, if you really want the video to be something that sells people on something or converts them or makes them feel a certain way, then yeah, these videos are not great, right? Because they don't have much emotion. They don't have much randomness of tone. All of these things, they don't have any of that, right? It's very like formulaic. I think it's good for like an educational video. I also think you really like they can be a little boring, right? So the first one was 2 minute long and then I watched it and I was like, people are probably going to think this is a little bit boring. And so then I made the other ones a little bit shorter, but I wanted to include a video for every single email again to stay true to the purpose of this, to say, hey, what would it look like if AI created this course with someone directing it? So I think, again, good for educational things, not great if you really want to use video to sell someone, make someone click on something, make someone feel a certain way. Now, I want to get into I think the thing people really will want to know is like, okay, well, tell me about the action plan. Like, how do we have AI create the craft for us for each of these lessons? So the lesson here was really to talk to them in the language they use every day, the language in which they think. Marketing, like this stuff still is the key, right? Like we've, you know, maybe forgotten that, like in some ways, marketing is a simplistic thing, like create value for customers, sell customers on the benefits of your product in the language that they understand. I don't know how brands, and particularly B2B, just don't get this, right? You go to their website and it's so jargony. It's such bullshit. It's such like blah words, vomit of words, right? Like, do you talk to customers? Do you actually listen to the way they talk about your product? Do you actually hear how they describe the benefits of your product? Why not just put that on your website? It's much, much cleaner. Right. So how does AI help you to do this in a much more scalable way, right? So today you have to be pretty good at copy. You have to be a good copywriter, understand content, understand your customers. Here's what I think you can do in the future. And there's a detailed step-by-step way to do this in this very first email, which is really build a Grammarly of customer language, right? I use Grammarly all the time, got an email notification from them. Whereas one of the only ones I find valuable, all brands do this. Now they think it's like really cool, became a real kind of way to get people to reconvert, which is, hey, here's all of your data, how you're using the product, like in really interesting ways. Grammarly is pretty interesting that I'm a power user and it showed me how I do better than all of the other Grammarly users on like vocabulary and all these different things, right? But what about a Grammarly for your customer language that actually, when you put in content and you create that content, whether it's a web page or a landing page or an email, it starts to correct it to be much more like how your customers speak. And AI will be able to do this, right? So you'll be able to take your sales calls and transcribe all those sales calls using something like otter.ai. You'll be able to compile those transcriptions and then you'll be able to create a ChatGPT prompt to create categories of themes, right? And I put in here, and again, for the people in RSS, what I'm showing is a detailed prompt where when you've got the transcriptions, all you need to do is transcribe through any one of these AI tools, I kind of said Otter.ai, but there's a bunch of them. And I think even Gong might have its own features that you can just export to transcriptions. And then I provide this kind of advanced prompt that when you just have it dumped into a doc, will actually be able to convert those things into themes, right? Convert all of those things into themes. And that is the beauty of AI, that it's able to distill so much data into like core themes and categories. And I think that's one of the main advantages of it. And then I go through this where you can basically get all the way to the end and then create a custom GPT. So think about the custom GPT, right? I would pre-program it to basically look for errors in the content that I upload that don't fit the themes and categories in the way my customers speak, right? So example, simplistic prompt here is highlight how this copy aligns with our customer language themes and provide suggestions for making it resonate more effectively with our target audience. So I'd actually have a custom GPT pre-programmed to look for these errors where my copy deviates from the way the customers actually speak about it. And I would have already had an AI go through these transcriptions and create summaries and themes and things that are really important to make sure that they're incorporated into our copy. I would have uploaded that for the custom GPT, and the custom GPT will then actually kind of act like a Grammarly in a way. Whenever I have uploaded a document, it will check against the pre-programmed doc that I've uploaded to see if that language resonates with our customers. The cool thing here is you can actually have a custom GPT for sales, close won deals and close loss deals, right? What are the commonalities in language for when people close versus when they don't? And can I check my copy against either of those things? Because I want to be much more like the language used when people actually close and buy my product. And then you can actually continue to expand this. You can export customer support tickets. You can export website copy. You can export social media mentions and have a real actually customer comms library pre-programmed into a ChatGPT to act like a Grammarly for your content. I really enjoy this part. So me and AI kind of cycled through different examples from these marketers. There was a really famous one from Claude C. Hopkins for Schultz Brewery. There was this amazing piece of copy that he wrote to really change the fortunes of that brand. You can get this from the course if you sign up. And then it kind of goes through, again, AI did all this, why that campaign was so successful. And I think it was pretty good, right? But I want to get into a couple more lessons. And then I'll get into my thoughts in the custom GPT because there's some things there that happened that are pretty interesting. All right, so this is a lesson from Dr. Robert Cialdini, who's an American psychologist and wrote this book about the art of persuasion. And the lesson basically shows you the different persuasion techniques that he feels you can incorporate into your marketing to get people to buy your product. And then I give this advanced AI prompt to actually create an entire marketing campaign that incorporates those techniques into the campaign itself. Now, I think this is a good time to show the custom GPT. This was a big part of what I wanted to do, which is to make courses different. If you provide a custom GPT, would that, you know, change the experience of the course, make it a little bit more interactive? And so each lesson, and we'll go through this one, has this ability to go to this homework bot, right? And so if I do about this bot, and you'll see on the screen for the people listening, it basically gives you guidance on how to use the bot. And so it will say, hey, like, I hope you're enjoying the 6-day email course. This is really for people who subscribe to the course. And then it says, hey, choose the homework assignment that you want to do, right? I've been trying to figure out, like, courses, a lot of them aren't that interactive unless you have a community. And this is a way to make it a little more interactive without having to set up a community. So we're going to do day 6. We're going to do the psychology of persuasion and copywriting. So we're going to choose day 6. And this is not going to work really well. And there's an interesting reason why. And I want to tell you about that. And I'm going to jump between this and the prompt to show you what is happening to ChatGPT right now, because it's pretty interesting. I'm so glad it's doing this because it's actually wild that it's doing this. So here is the incredible thing that is happening to ChatGPT Pro. I'm on Pro. And I noticed this because I have some people going through the course prior to me actually promoting it. I had some people go through the course and they started to tell me that the prompts that I was providing were not working in the same way. And why are they not working in the same way? Because ChatGPT is getting really lazy and his answers are getting much worse than when they were like 2 to 3 weeks ago. This prompt worked perfectly. And now I've noticed it's the exact same prompt and it works very differently. So this is a great example of what it started to do. So this is the result from ChatGPT's, right? This is pre-programmed with a prompt. So the way you should do this is the custom GPT has an 8,000 character limit. So you can only actually incorporate 8,000 words of instructions. And so what I do is I put the instructions in PDFs. if you want it to be a complex custom GPT. And then really what I put into the custom GPT itself in terms of the instructions is just a big if-then-else loop, right? So if the user selects this, execute this PDF that I've uploaded, which has all the instructions for that option. If the user selects this, execute all these instructions that I've just uploaded. And so what I'm going to show you is the prompt to get the marketing campaign created by Dr. Robert Cialdini. So you can see here what it's done is I've said day six and it said, cool, here's basically what you should do. And it's told me to do all the work, right? It's told me to provide a product name. It's told me to provide a campaign strategy. It's just given me like what I should do, incorporate psychological principles. So then it says I should do what Dr. Robert Cialdini does. Then it says campaign strategy refinement. So it is basically telling me to execute the prompt. It is treating me like I am the AI because I'm going to show you the prompt that I have been refining and worked really well. This was actually my favorite prompt. So basically you give it a task, right? So the task is to create a compelling marketing campaign for the product's target audience. And then I say, you know, the campaign should offer something of incredible value. I provide some suggestions. The marketing campaign should include the key principles. And I give the principles that I want it to include from things taught by Dr. Robert Cialdini. The only input the user should have is product name. So the user should input the product name because I think that they have to input the product name to get a campaign for that product. Then it says, do each of the steps below for that product name. And you can see it says, hey, create a campaign strategy. The thing that was working really well, so most people, they just take the first output from AI and it's really generic and it's not that useful. And this here is a loop, and that loop should be done 5 times. And at each time it goes around, it should get edits to make the campaign better on the next iteration. And I tell it, the loop is considered over when you've delivered the 5th campaign. I tell it here at the start, you must do this 5 times or else we have not served the user. I've tried multiple ways to get it to do this 5 times. This was working. It was working really well. I did one for Airbnb. It would create a campaign. Then it would say, cool, here are the edits to make this even better and more compelling. And it would do a second version. And then it would say, these are the edits we can use to make this better, more compelling, more interesting, and would create a third version. Now what it's doing, and you can see it in the homework bot, you'll basically see that it's telling me to do all the work. It's like, no, screw you, you do all the work, right? So, you know, we can see how this works here, because I think if you copy and paste it in, sometimes you get different results. So let's just see, we can copy and paste this exact prompt. So we will do this, Airbnb. And then I will also do one in Claude and show you the results for that, because I think Claude is starting to become much more of my favorite bot to use. Now, whilst this is happening, I'm going to come back to that at the end, but I want to wrap up with some thoughts. And I'm going to just share my exact doc with my thoughts in this course. All right, so if you want to go get this course, here is the URL, bit.ly/timeless-marketing.ai will be included in all of the notes. Here's what I used it for: show outline, the episode format, the individual emails. So you saw the video summary using HeyGen, you saw the action plan. So the advanced prompts were created for the most part by Claude. And so I've been using AI to create prompts. Now I instruct it, I give it a format, I give it a template. I actually upload a doc for Claude using a template that I want the prompts to be in. And so Claude created most of the advanced prompts for me, and it was really good. And then an example from history. So show outline, I would give it like a 3 out of 5, did really well. Episode format, 3 out of 5, I think it did pretty well. The individual emails, probably a 3 out of 5, but I would say that prompts, I would give it a 4 out of 5. Claude was really good giving me advanced prompts when I give it a template. So pretty good here. I think for most SMBs, using AI would get you a pretty good course, right? Would it be the best course on that topic on the entire internet? No. But would it be pretty good that people will find valuable? Yes. Custom GPT was good, has degraded, and I'm going to go back to see how we're performing here. This part is a bit of a bummer. It took me ages to create that custom GPT. It actually basically does all of the lessons, shows you how it does the prompting, and does them for any product or service you put in. And it's just degraded over time. Created the landing page, conversion rate is about 500 now, signups, so you can get an estimation of how many people have gone there. And the conversion rate is about 43%. What would I do next time? So I would do a more advanced version of this. I probably am going to release another version, which is going to be much more advanced. I would use Delphi.ai to create a version of me as part of the course. Go check out that tool. It allows you to create versions of yourself if you're like a business creator. And you can have that as part of the course so they can actually interact with you at all times when they're going through the course. So that's going to be part of what I do. hey, Jin, I would actually ask to feature experts as part of the course and ask them to provide me their avatar or a 5-minute video that I can create an avatar of them and use their image for specific lessons, teaching things that they are renowned for, whether that's a tactic or they are part of a renowned brand. And I'm doing a lesson from that brand. And I think that would really bring the course to life. Microsoft Vasa 1 is like the next level for this. I don't know if it's going to be released. You might not have all seen it. It really allows you to take an image and then create a video from that image. And it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. Go check it out, Microsoft Vasa 1. If I was anything like that, I could actually create incredible expert-led content by just having the experts featured in my course and do some sort of partnership with them so they allow me to use the imagery to teach a lesson from them, to teach a tactic from them. I would create more animated videos. It's kind of boring. Eventually, you'd 6 emails, even though you've got the custom GPT, the video, the advanced prompt, the kind of historical example of how that lesson was done for some known campaign. I think animated videos really bring a course to life. So like there's these companies I want to dig into. One of them is called Flicky.ai. You can see the URL here. So that's one of the things I would do as well. And then I think AI community for subscribers where I have a bot, maybe Delphi.ai, where you can go and interact with each other and interact with the bot. And actually it brings the course to life. I think community led with courses might be a big thing because I think you can create them with a bot AI version of yourself. And so you don't have to give up all of your time to be present, but you can still provide value to that community. That's it. Let us, you know, go back to see the absolute nightmare that GPT is currently doing here. We'll wrap up with this. Okay. So like pretty hilarious, right? So awful. So it has come up with like for Airbnb, live anywhere, experience everything, or that's the campaign. Invites potential guests to immerse themselves in unique culturally rich environments around the world. Basically, it allows people to live in incredible places around the world. It is something that you could see Airbnb do and they film it. Not that creative, right? And then it talks about how you could incorporate Cialdini's principles of reciprocity, commitment and consistency, social proof, authority, like and scarcity. And then it says, this is the funny part, edits for next campaign, right? And then it doesn't do anything. For the next iteration, I'll focus on making the marketing campaign more interactive and personalized. Yes, because it's pretty generic right now. Adding gamification element could enhance engagement and incorporated more detailed local insights might provide deeper value to potential customers. So it gets it, right? It gets how to provide value the next time around, iteration the next time around. Now, if I just said, cool, please do that, it will do it, right? But it was looping around without me having to do that. And let's just go check lastly on our good old friend, Claude. Claude has done it, right? So pretty unstructured. I'd have to dig into this, but Claude has done it. So let's see what the fifth one is. The ultimate iteration of Airbnb Explorers Club, we could evolve into a full travel lifestyle subscription bundling together all the previous components. So it's actually built on each other. I have to go back and read each and every campaign, but this is an example of what I mean where Claude does a much better job than ChatGPT right now. It actually has iterated on 5 campaigns. It's built on each one to figure out how it could make things better over time. And I suspect if I actually went in here, it would be really good. So my tip here is have the AI iterate on its own work 4 or 5 times before you take the output to iterate on it yourself. All right, this was a kind of manic episode. I hope it's been valuable. If you like the course, again, the URL is bit.ly/timeless-marketing-AI. So basically bit.ly, and then the custom link is timeless-marketing-AI. Hopefully you learned some things. Hopefully you found this valuable. Until next time, I will be back with Kip as always on the next episode of Marketing Against the Grain.